Rabbi said, we're learning the Sefer Chovis Talmidim. We've spoken about the Sefer before. Those of you that have been here for a while, we've been learning the Sefer for a while. It's a Sefer written by the Piasetzna Rebbe. He's a Hasidish Rebbe by the name of Kolonimus Kalman and Piasetzna, Kolonimus Kalman Shapira. He's actually known by his less commonly used Sefer. The Sefer Eish Kodesh is more associated with that Sefer just because of the fantastic discovery of the Sefer. The Sefer Eish Kodesh was the Ksav Yad of the Sefer was buried in a canister by the Rebbe himself during the World War, and he buried it and said, anyone who finds this, and they even have the original. Anyone who finds this manuscript, if you could please send it to my family in Tel Aviv and ask them to please to print it. And he gives a guarantee, a havtacha, that any person that learns these svarim, so that him and all of his zedas are going to daven on their behalf. He was the enikol of Rabbi Elimelech Milizhensk and other greats. His father was named after Rabbi Elimelech. And that sefer, because it was so fantastic, the way that the sefer was discovered, that became like the famous sefer, the Eish Kodesh. Though, as far as accessibility, this sefer is a very easy sefer to read. It's one that talks to people. A lot of people feel a very strong connection to this sefer, to Chovis Talmidim. As a matter of fact, the Piasetzner Rebbe himself said when he finished the sefer that I can't believe that I was able to write such a sefer. He was like amazed that he felt the sefer was something beyond him. This sefer is a classic work. And many people have gained tremendous amount of insight from the Sefer. In some yeshivas, the Hasidic yeshivas, this is considered to be one of the mainstays of the curriculum. I mentioned before, Avram Shor said that every father, every Rebbe should be mechuyev to learn parts of the Sefer. Rabbi Dr. Tversky, the famous psychologist, said that all of the things that he knows about psychology, he drew from the Sefer. Dr. Pelkowitz, who is also these are two of the most famous psychologists that are alive today, also said that everything that he learned out there, he also sees in here. This Sefer, it's unbelievable, the depth and the insight that there is in the Sefer called Chovis Talmidim. So in the middle of the Sefer, we're in the beginning of the ninth perek, and we really get to perhaps what one would call, for some of us, the million dollar question. He's going to pose what for some of us might be the million dollar question. Before we get that to that question, and it's something that we'll see, he's going to talk about this soon. We've been talking a lot about learning Emunah. He's going to get there here a little bit, and hopefully tonight we'll get there. And one of the things I learned with many of the boys in the first year is we learn the Inyanim of Emunah. There's one of my dear close friends in Talmidim, Moshe Baruch Ben Tova Gittel, Shabigazunt and Shafana Good Shidduch soon, Beis Hashem, has offered to sponsor Sifrei Emunah for any person that would like to learn a Sefer Emunah, whatever Sefer it might be that he would like to learn. Moshe Baruch would like to offer it for anyone that he's willing to sponsor and pay for the Sefer, whether it's the Sefer Living Emunah, Garden of Emunah, Tiva Emunah. Any of the Emunah Svarim, if it's Chovis Havavas, is Emunah Sefer. Any Sefer that's going to help a person to try to enhance his Emunah, it's an extremely important thing. And we're going to see over here also that the Rebbe also speaks about it. But really, everything that happens in our life boils down to Emunah. As Chavakuk said, Bo Chavakuk v'amidam al achas, tzadik v'amunah so yichya. Life boils down to your Emunah. So it's an extremely important thing, and Moshe Baruch is offering that for anyone who'd like. And Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Abramowitz is going to be going around. Anyone who would be interested and want to hear more details, you could speak to him. Another thing I'd like to just announce quickly, which is that anyone that I spoke to about their summer plans, be it in going to Camp Simcha or if it's going to Avraham Chaim Hello, those are the only two that I remember really speaking to people about. I would like to just go over that again tomorrow night, immediately after Marv in the dining room. So if you could all, those that I spoke to, if you could please be present so we could just go over some of the details of what we spoke about. Last thing is that, Baruch Hashem, as we announced the end of last Zman, we do have a new basketball court downstairs for the Olam's pleasure, and I'm very happy that everyone's using it. And hopefully they're going to finish in the next day or two that the court should be as complete as it could be. I'm very happy that the guys can use the court. One of the things I think is important is we have to make some sort of guideline as far as who can use the court. So if I'm asking, please, that no one should invite any of their friends to use the court, even if no one else is on the court. The court is exclusively for bachrim from the yeshiva. Anyone who is an alumni from the yeshiva is still in the yeshiva. As far as I'm concerned, they're still here. But anyone that is not should not be playing on the court at all, under any circumstances. It's not that I have anything against them, but that it's just, you know, it's only one small little court, you know. So we have to be realistic about it. So we're asking that the court should be exclusively for Bachram from the yeshiva. The other thing is that the Mashkiach, when he was here, he had spoken to many of the boys about the fact that when we're playing basketball, especially when you're playing in front of the yeshiva, but in general when you're playing basketball, people should be wearing their yarmulkes for sure when they're playing basketball. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was a Bachar in Passaic, so I didn't play that much basketball. When I was in Passaic, I was already over a bottle. I was already like semi-retired. But a little bit I played here and there, and I had this whole discussion with my Rosh Hashiva about it, Ramea Stern, and he told me I should play in my white shirt and my dress pants. Not necessarily my hat and jacket, but my white shirt and my dress pants. And the few times I played basketball, that's the way I played my basketball. It was in a white shirt and dress pants. So we're not telling people that they have to mamash, you know, have to do that. I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm very happy that the Olim can feel that they could play in their shorts and not have to go out in the streets of Yerushalayim chas v'shalom in a way that's going to be a bizoyan and what I think is a terrible chil Hashem. People walk the streets of Yerushalayim that way. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy you don't have to do that. And you have a place that's confined and that's where a person can do that. But to wear a yarmulke, I think, is a bare minimum. And I think that the right thing to do is also to wear tzitzis when a person plays basketball. If a person has a shiloh where he gets too sweaty, he only has one pair of tzitzis, doesn't want to do it, he can speak to Rabbi Wiener. It's very possible under certain circumstances he doesn't have to. But in theory, that's really the way to do it. My focus really is on a yarmulke. I'm asking everyone when they're playing to try to adhere to that sensitivity. So here we go. The million-dollar question, Rabbi Yisai. Ninth Perek, page Ayin Aleph in the new printing. I don't have my old printing with me. Anyone has it here? Another page in the old printing. And it is as follows. Talmud Vasik. My veteran students. My veteran Talmud. Betach. Sho'alo nafshecha. I'm confident you have a question. There's a question that's bothering you. He's already like, he knows that this question is coming. Halloy ha-Torah hi hakol. They taught us in yeshiva that Torah is everything. Torah is every Torah hi hakol. Af medor HaKadosh Baruch Hu hi. It's even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mador. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives. V'halloy loy meidani. And I am putting in my time. I'm coming. I'm doing it. I'm learning. Here comes the question. Lama eini misala. Why do I not feel like I'm growing? Why am I not going up? There is everything. V'af sheyesh li zmanim. For sure I might have moments. Shemargish ani es atzmi gavoya ma'at. I feel like I got a moment of like a slight little elevation. Avalim hamat min hamat hazeh kol aliyah hi asher alay la'alos. That's it? That's like, okay, I'm doing it. That's all I'm going to get. That's as far as I'm going to go. That's what they were talking about. They speak about Torah is everything, right? We speak, Chazal say it, you know. It's Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and Talmud Torah came chayenu, and so much Torah. We talk about Torah all the time, and that's the whole thing. That's all I'm getting. I've been sitting here, and I'm clocking in, you know. I'm clocking in. And somehow, I don't feel like it's working. Why not? Have I arrived to what you've promised me? What you've required of me and promised me in this kuntres? And I want it. I want to get there. And they're telling me, okay, just, you know, keep working at it. You're going to get there. Well, I don't feel like I've gotten there. V'lama oid yeshnam anoshim. And I have a bigger question. There are some people that they saw them, they're learning Torah, they're in yeshiva, and then they left. They didn't just leave yeshiva. but they left the whole thing behind. Chas v'shalom. V'yordim achar kach leber shachas. And they went off the derech. They went to a ber shachas. Ve'if we have tachas k'desheinu, zechorna l'avrach ha-shamu, ha-ma'or sheba machziro l'mutaf. I thought Torah is supposed to have this type of effect on a person, help to purify him, it's supposed to help to elevate him. I'm not feeling it. This is the question that a person might have. And I've seen other people that they're learning Torah and it's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, they even went off the derech. What's the deal? This is perhaps the million-dollar question that some people have when they're learning. And the question is, what is the answer? So I would like to go through a few, before we get to what the Rebbe says, because that's really going to be the main course, I want to speak about a few other things. A few, perhaps, components of why a person can feel like he's not being matzliach in yeshiva. The Rebbe wants to get deeper. One component is as follows. There are times that people can have serious, inside of them, emotional conflict to the point that whatever they're doing and hearing can't have the influence it's supposed to have. He might be there physically, or he might even be present, he might even be listening, but it can't go in. If a person's at a schmooze, and let's say he's writing and he's sitting next to his friend and they're both of them are like writing stuff and they're doing all different types of, and they're listening a little bit, but they're not really listening. It's not going to have the impact. So if a person is emotionally not there, they can't have that impact. It's like a person, I want to compare the Torah to a car. And if you got a flat tire, you could have a great engine. This car can have the greatest engine, this is the greatest car, but if you got a flat tire, you're not getting anywhere. So sometimes people have issues they got to work out first. There's internal issues before they can try to harness all of the koiches of the Torah. That's one issue. There's another issue that can very much get in the way of a person growing through his Torah, which is that if a person is living a dual lifestyle, he's semi-schizophrenic. What I mean by that is, a schizophrenic is a person that has, it's like two personalities, got like a split personality, right? There's some people that they, part of their life is, you know, there's ruchnius and learning and davening, and part of their life is so steeped in so much tumah and so much filth that it doesn't allow for the Torah to do its job. If we're going to go with the mashal of the car, if a person's got a car with a great engine and he's stepping on the gas, but at the same time, if he hasn't let go of the brake, where's the car going to go? I mean, you'll ruin the engine. The car can't go anywhere. He's stepping on the brake and the gas at the same time, or he's got the emergency exit, the brake pulled, whatever it might be. He's just going to ruin the car. So if a person is trying to be able to really harness all of the Kedusha, all of the Roimimus that's in Torah, he has to realize that a person's going to have to let go of his other lifestyle. We all understand when you have something that's like very sophisticated, right? There's certain tastes that are very sophisticated. We were talking with some of the Bachram last night about wines, right? And a person understands that, you know, if a person wants to drink like a really, really good wine, I got a wine over Pesach, someone sent me a wine, $1,000 bottle of wine. It was a matana, it was a present. $800 bottle of wine. You want to enjoy the wine, right? So what are you going to do? So you're definitely not going to, like, drink the wine when you, like, have gum in your mouth, right? Or you just ate, you know, shawarma from Shevet Achim or whatever that place is. You're not going to do that, right? Of course you're not going to do that. You got to, like, you really want to get this flavor, right? So you're going to cleanse your palate, right? Or you're going to make sure that, you know, you didn't just eat something that's really spicy. It's going to kill it. It's going to kill the flavor. Now, come on. This is a good wine. This wine should be able to overpower that, right? But that you're going to ruin the taste of the wine. So the other thing is, if a person is what we call toivol b'sheretz b'yadoi, which means he's living two lifestyles at the same time. He's trying to trying to, you know, get the best of both worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, it's going to create a conflict. But it could be that the Rebbe wants to go further than that, because he's bringing a Maimer Chazal, Ma'or Sheba Machziro Lamutov, which means there's a light in Torah that's going to bring a person back. The Torah's got to bring you back. So even if a person sometimes is in the Shmutz, there is a certain amount of light that's going to be able to peek out. And he's going to be able to, there is something that you're going to be able to feel. So why isn't it happening? Here it goes. Omnam Kain. This is the answer. Belimud HaTorah Miskashrim Haloimdim Bimalame Torah Lama Yisrael. Person learns Torah. You have to know something. You're learning Torah, you are connecting to the teacher of Torah. Who is the teacher of Torah? The Melamed Torah. It's not your Rebbe. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day in davening, we say every morning, Brichas HaTorah, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMelamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you something, that I am teaching you Torah. Which means when you learn Torah, what you're doing is you are engaging in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Torah is. Belimud Torah miskashrim haloimdim bimalami Torah lama Yisrael. Who's that? V'hu ha'aloike Yisrael. De'evishter alein. That's what happens. Now, I'm going to take a moment to just get discuss the Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, because there is a basically a raging debate, machloikes, about how to connect with Torah, and this is touching on it a little bit. Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote a sefer called Nefesh HaChaim. The sefer was basically written for the purpose of giving an alternative to the way the Hasidim approach Torah, if I understand correctly. That's basically what it was written for. Reb Chaim Volozhin was in the time when the Hasidus first started. He was the primary Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He wrote a sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Shar Dalet is like the famous that, and Shar Dalet is about this is about this very thing. What are you supposed to be thinking when you're learning? So we're talking about, you know, are you supposed to think about your learning? You're supposed to be thinking about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to see it's going to be a very delicate dance that the Piasetz and the Rebbe does over here. But that seems to be kind of the machlokes between Chasidus and Misnagdim. Now, those of us that were speaking about it over the course of when we were in Europe together, there was a lot of miscommunication between them. A lot of miscommunication. And there was never actually a meeting. They never even sat together. They weren't able to talk. So there was misunderstandings about what each other's stance was. We'll see it's a very delicate dance what the Piasetzna does over here. But Reb Chaim Volozhin talks about how learning Torah is not like is not about like thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're learning Torah. You're supposed to be thinking about the Torah. But the end result of the learning of the Torah is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. When you learn Torah, you have to realize that you are engaging right now HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melame Torah Lama Yisrael. So there's a very subtle, like, difference between the two of them. It's a nuance. But let's get to what the Piasetzner Rebbe says over here. He says, Tzrichim Ladas Eich Lilmoit Torah. You have to know how to learn Torah. You could have the greatest vehicle in the world, the greatest car, but if you don't know how to drive, it's not going to get you anywhere. Tzrichim ladas eich lilmoy Torah. V'azoyer HaKadosh Isa. What does the Zohar say? Man dechoshiv dehu levusha iu araisa mamish v'lo mila ochora. We're going to translate it. Anyone that thinks that the Torah is levush and not more than that, someone that doesn't understand what the Torah is supposed to be to me, tipach ruche which means that he should die and he has no chelek in Olam Haba. That's pretty intense. A person that doesn't understand the nature of Torah, he thinks Torah is just a lavush. He thinks Torah is just a lavush. That's what the Zohar says. Ad kan l'shoyne ha-kadosh. Zoy soy meres. Shemisha loy meres ha-Torah rak b'seichel en noishu yovesh bilvad. A person learns Torah purely with his intellect, with his mind alone. Kamal l'havdil shema'ayin b'dover seichel acher, like you're learning a different type of knowledge or intellect. Amar Zoy ha-kadosh she'en lo chelek olam haba. I want to explain something to you which I think is so important. Why is it in yeshivas that we learn things that are not relevant? Why are some of us learning Tamid Nishchat? Tamid Nishchat is about Korbanos. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Even when there is a Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim are going to be dealing with it, not me. You know, why is it that there's so much of Shas is Bechlal not negated me? Let's learn Psachim. Let's learn Sukkah. Yeah, let's learn things that are. Let's learn Halacha. Let's learn Halacha all day. Let's all try to get Smicha. Because Smicha is practical. Why is that not makubal in the yeshivas? Why is that not the standard in yeshivas? People sitting and learning their entire life, just learning more and more Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, sitting there with things that are b'chlal not practical. What's the reason for it? I think this is very important, because I think that the people that don't get this, the Zohar says, Ein lam chelek olam haba. So I think we ought to get this. The Torah is more than just a set of rules that you have to know, a law book that you learn, like this, you know, there's American law, there's English law, and there's Jewish law. So sometimes when you're speaking to someone secular, you know, or I'm speaking to someone secular, like last time I traveled, my visa is still student visa. So someone said to me, like, you're still a student? You know, I'm still got student visa. I'm like, yeah, I'm having a hard time getting it together. I'm still trying to figure it out, right? So people say to me, like, what do you study? Study Jewish law. Because it sounds sophisticated, but that's not what we're doing at all. Bechlal not. It's not Jewish law. We're being misdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The law is the levush. That's just what you see on the outside. That's all it is. You can't only relate to something based on the clothing that it's wearing. You have to be able to get into the personality of the person. So too the Torah, there's a levush of the Torah. There's the outside. And then there's the pnimius of the Torah. And you know, the Zohar HaKadosh is all about the pnimius. That's what it is. The Zohar is this remuzim, there's things look on the surface to be one thing and there's something totally different. There's no halachic significance of that. We don't paskin like the Zohar, ever. Paskin like the Zohar. It's not about psak. When we learn Torah, we have to try to use the Torah to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So sometimes people say, I like to learn psachim. You know why? Because I can relate to it. It's practical. You're just scratching the surface. It's nice to scratch the surface. That's the first step. But you're in shallow water. There's much deeper than that. And it's something that we have to try to connect. And if you don't, then it's not going to do it. Ha-seichel ha-poshut asher b'toyra. The seichel poshut, the practical side of Torah, rak levush ha-Torah hi. That is just the clothing, the outer expression of the Torah. Umi mislabesh b'levush hazeh. But who is underneath that? Who's underneath just the garment? Is Hashem Yisbarach. The Torah is Shmais of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow in there. The Shechina is in the Torah. U'kishaloyim dim Torah tzrichim lehishtadel lovoy El hakel mistater shehister atzmo b'Torah. When you learn Torah, you have to try to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've got to understand what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to drive the car. What are you doing when you learn Torah? You're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the machloikes between the Litvaks and the Hasidim appears to be as follows. The Litvaks say, sure, that's what you're doing, but you have to know that's what you're doing. Right now, you just try to figure out pshat in the Tosfos. And the Hasidim are like the whole time busy with Yichudim, apparently, it seems like. We're going to see how the PSS and the Rebbe says it. Like I said, it's a very delicate dance. But everyone agrees that what's happening is you're being Misyachit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to cleanse, to purify your neshama. Kvar Omer Rabbi Akiva, ma mikveh metayres atmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayres Yisrael. Hashem will purify you. So you want to know where's the tahara in the Torah? The answer is it's only insofar as you see Hashem in this Torah. Avol rak mi shebol ha-mikvah. Who's the mikvah? Hashem. Nichnas bo yitayr. You have to get into the Torah. You're in the shallow water. If all you're seeing the Torah as is just practical laws, so then you never really got into the mikvah. The mikvah is this dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's behind the Torah. I'm establishing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. Chador eifoy derech levush HaTorah. You have to drill, you have to dig through, get past the surface. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenimtza ba ve'oz titar. And then you will become pure. One of the ways that I can relate to this idea, kind of, is as follows. There's one of the most popular forms of books is biographies, especially autobiographies. People like to read autobiographies. And no person can ever run for United States president unless they've already put out a biography. Because people are going to read your biography, and that's going to create millions of people are going to be able to know more about you, and they have to, you know, make stuff up about themselves so that people should like them. And everyone, biographies, autobiographies, are very interesting to people. Because you want to know, how does this guy think? This guy is like, he's so talented. I want to be able to understand him. I want to be able to, like, if I could figure out the way his mind works, how did he become who he became? I've connected with him in a very deep way. Imagine being able to read HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diary. Imagine being able to read HaKadosh Baruch Hu's biography. Imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you what he feels, what he likes, what he thinks is right. Imagine that. That would be the world's bestseller. And it is. The Bible is the world's bestseller in history. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying everything about, from as long as time has been, everything about what's happened since then. And it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. And if a person can read the book because I want to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then something amazing happens. That's when the Tahara comes. But you have to be able to approach it that way. Hein emes shebishosh at the loy min atayra. Kosher lecha la'oyres nafshecha b'machshavas ilois. It's very difficult while you're learning to be thinking, I'm thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm in the middle of learning Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Psachim, Bedika, Tamenishcha, and Muchvich at the Lahamik Baba Roishcha. You got to keep your head in the sugya. The whole time you got to stay very focused on the pshat and the toisvis. Before you come to learn, just remind yourself of what your goal is. What's your mission? Connect yourself. Reveal your neshama. Connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you come to learn Torah, you're going to be working on the pshat. V'hanefesh ha-galuya shelcha torotz. And your neshama will automatically run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've done it. You set yourself in the right position. If you know what my purpose is, what's my goal, you stay focused on Pshat and Baba Kamba Metzia, and it happens. neshama runs, but this yachid ima yisbarach. There's a very fine line, the difference between what he's saying and Reb Chaim Volozhin. I don't even know if there's a difference at all. He's not saying that while we're learning, we're supposed to like trying to like think about Hashem. You just got to set yourself up beforehand and then do it. And this amazing thing. Rabbi said, all of the great, you know, Baal Tshuva Yeshivas, or Sameach, Esha Torah, Machon Shlomo, Machon Yaakov, they're all learning Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Batzra. That's what they're learning. Now, why is that? How do you makarv someone? The Heligur Tzimaya, when he spoke last year Shavuos, so he told a story. The story went something like this. Someone came to one of the to Mashbiya, I don't remember who it was, I can look it up. He said to him, I have this group of people that are very interested in Yiddishkeit. I'm trying to figure out what I can learn with them in order to be able to give them an appreciation for Yiddishkeit. And the person said, I have just a sefer for you. I got just a sefer for you. So he said to him, Baba Metzia. So he said, I don't think you understand what type of clientele we're talking about over here. So he said, I don't think you understand what Baba Metzia is. You don't get it. If you got it, Baba Metzia is just the sefer. That's it. This is the way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to talk fluff all day, you want to speak philosophy and blah, shema and all that stuff, it's not going to do it. You're not going to really connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. This is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us how to do it. It's through His Torah. Yisrael, v'oraisa, v'kutcha b'chuchadhu. Yisrael and the Torah and Hashem is one. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to connect. You want to get one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's through the Torah. Through Limud HaTorah. You just got to know what you're doing. You got to be healthy. You got to be clean. And you got to know what you're doing. Person does that, it's a guarantee. Guarantee. It's impossible now. Any person says that it doesn't work, is an apikoros. Yogata matzosa. You work hard, you're there. It's happening. It's going to happen. We just got to stay focused. And we gotta stay strong. Is a shamukatini.